Well, hello and welcome to another Scott McKenna podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate each one of you that takes time to listen to this podcast. It's interesting, when I started the podcast, I didn't have like any goals as far as how many people would listen to it or what are the ways I was going to promote it. The goal was I just wanted to have another great place that people could listen to some long form content. And it's been amazing though to get your feedback of how many of you are enjoying this podcast. And so that, I just want to say thank you. And let's jump right into this topic that I want to talk about. I mentioned it briefly the other day in a vlog, but it's the idea of sales. You see, I'm in an interesting situation right now because during the kind of off season of weddings, I'm in the time where I'm actually kind of going out and trying to get some new leads. For a while, I never was really in this position because when I worked full time for the church, that was my main income, and anything that came in from my business was just extra, and it didn't really matter how many jobs I got. Now that I'm full time, obviously it's important that I continue to get more and more work. And so this is the first time kind of in years that I'm actually attempting to get work rather than just letting whatever work comes in. And to me, that's not a scary thing because I really like going after work. But as I've started to do this more and more, I started to realize why so many people fail at sales. And it's kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit. For years, sales have always in people's head been cold calls. They've been emails, blast emails. They've been knocking on doors. The traditional ways of what you think are terrible sales. And that sounds miserable to most people. And it's because it probably is miserable to most people. It's not something I would like doing. It's just not the way that I like selling at all. But when you really think about sales, the best way that you can sell something to somebody is when you obviously have a relationship with them, right? So if I have a really good relationship with you and I've built up a relationship over the years and a friendship and we talk all the time, and then I pitch something to you like, hey, you got to check this out, there's a high probability, a high chance that you will actually check out or buy what I'm selling essentially. All my friends know me, know that I can sell anything to anybody, but for the most part, it's because I've already built up relationships with people. And then when I'm passionate about something, it's easy for me to sell it to you because I know that you will get something out of it. But you see, the problem is for so many years, the way that people have gone after sales are they kind of go after sales without any context for what these people like, what they need, what they actually are looking for. And so many people in a video production world, for example, want to get a new commercial from a client, or they want to go to a restaurant down the road that has a great business going and they want to do a commercial for them. And the problem is they don't build a relationship with them. They just kind of go right into the place and they ask for the sale, and then it doesn't necessarily work, or they can't even have a meeting with the person that actually makes that decision. But I think that's because you're kind of going at it wrong. I realize more and more it is so vital to just build relationships with people constantly, to always be building relationships with people, regardless of what field they're in, regardless of whether they have an opportunity for you to get work right now or not. It doesn't matter. The whole point being, if you are constantly building relationships with people and you have so many friends, you have more and more people that you actually have the opportunity to sell to without ever even having tried to sell to them in the past. So for the last week or so, I've been on LinkedIn like crazy, and I've been on Twitter like crazy, and I've been in all these different places just starting to build relationships. And I realized very quickly the reason so many people fail at this idea is because everyone is very short-term thinking in the way they do things. A lot of people just aren't very patient when it comes to the idea of sales. And so what works 100% is when you build relationships with people and then you eventually sell something to them down the road. The problem is that's like a long-term gain. And it's also the reason that I think like how many companies are actually failing their employees by not giving them the chance to actually get sales. You think about like a typical sales job. If someone gets hired at a corporation, they have a 3-month and a 6-month audit, per se, a review, a year review, and they look at their sales numbers and they look at, okay, you're not necessarily delivering. We need you to get more sales or you lose your job. But here's the problem. The best sales you can get are the ones with people you know. And so it takes a while of building relationships, of networking, of reaching out to people. It takes a while before you really can expect sales in the first place. So all these businesses are killing people by having them have to hit these certain numbers at certain times and not giving them the chance to actually grow sales the way that you should, which is a slow process. I can't tell you the last time that I saw an advertisement that instantly sold me something without any context, without me actually having some sort of idea of who the company is by seeing some value that they've provided to me in the past. And I'm starting to realize this more and more, and then I'm starting to feel bad for these people that do sales for a living, because I can't imagine having to hit these quotas where if I was in the situation I was in right now, if I just came on board 4LC Studios, it was my job to get work for my company, and I just had to start running full speed and getting after every company possible and saying, can you work for me? Can you work for me? Can I do work for you? Can I create a video for you? It would be exhausting, and it would be just an endless like brick wall that you're hitting. So right now, obviously a slow time, sure, I could be a little frustrated. There's not necessarily as much work this second as I hope there is. But at the same time, I also know that the only reason that there's not work right now is because during the time that I would have been building for this next year and starting to grow my business, I really wasn't in the position to do that. I was only really letting the weddings come in as they were coming in, and I had a full-time job, so I didn't really have to do much to network to actually build future sales. But now I'm in that position, and I'm completely okay knowing that like right now I don't expect a ton to come from what I'm currently doing. All these people that I'm reaching out to and speaking with and having conversations with, I'm not expecting that like right this second or tomorrow or next week or even next month that they're going to need my services. You see, what I'm doing is I'm connecting with them on LinkedIn. I'm watching what they do. I'm watching what they like, what their job title is. I'm watching things that they post. I'm watching what their company is doing, and really starting to gain context for people that if I see the same person posting all this stuff about a certain topic, and then I realize that I might be able to provide a good value to them for video work, well, then my opportunity comes months down the road when I actually have some context. On the vlog, I used an example of a cookie store and what it would look like to actually land a sale with a cookie store compared to the traditional method. If you want to read that story and listen to that story, you can watch that on YouTube. I'll give you a different example for the podcast because you're a unique family. If I were to follow somebody who was running a company, let's just, for example, use a person that owns a lawn landscaping company, and I see them posting content all the time, and that's actually rare in the first place. So let's just actually use the example that they're not posting a lot of content. Let's just say they're going at things a lot about sales, and they're talking about how their number one chemical they use on your grass to make it super green is this, and this is why it's the best, and this company is using this, and they're using this, and they constantly are providing all this context to me. Then it changes the way that I can approach that company, because you see, then I can approach this guy and say, okay, I see you own a lawn and landscape company, and I've been watching over the last bunch of months you've been posting that you have this great chemical, which, you know, looks like it works really, really well. Tell me a little bit about that. And then they talk and they tell me more about it because they're passionate about it. They get excited. And I say, that's really cool. And what are kind of what's your main demographic? Who do you go after? So as soon as I gain some context and I understand, okay, they're trying to reach this 30 to 50 year old demographic, for example, of homeowners, and they just keep, you know, hitting a brick wall. No one's really buying stuff when they're just marketing to them through Facebook ads. Well, I can help them understand, well, we need to create some context for you. We need to create a video. I see you talking about this chemical. Let's really create this video that showcases why the other chemicals won't work as well, and then let's put it in the right spots for people to actually be able to see it in that demographic. But the whole point being, when I understand what they've been doing, it helps me provide a better solution to them for what they should do next, rather than me just going in and saying, I want to create a video for you, what could I create a video for you for? Now I'm asking them to go through the work themselves and decide what they need a video for. And when I go into them knowing what they're already looking to do, and then I have a solution for them, it gives me an entirely different leverage of them realizing, hey, this guy's done his homework. He's actually been paying attention to what we're posting, what we're talking about. He understands our chemicals better, whatever it is. It gets them to all realize that I was actually paying a lot of attention. So I have a way that I can help them, and I'm actually worth listening to because I care. Where the guy that comes and sends an ad to them saying, I want to create a video for you, call us today for this video quote, they don't really have any sort of leverage. They don't have a relationship. But as I comment and constantly interact with this person on LinkedIn and Twitter, wherever they spend their time, I create context, I create value, and it gets me an ultimate sale down the road. So if you're going through what feels like a sales slump right now, whether it's in video production, whether it's in something entirely different, I've actually been shocked to hear how many of you aren't even in the video production business, but you follow some of the content that I post, which is awesome. But if you are kind of in this slump right now where you feel like you're just hitting a dead end wall and you're not landing leads, or you're trying to figure out how to actually get leads, I just encourage you to think about your tactics. Think about the way that you like being sold to. If you were a person that owned a landscape company, would the ad that just comes across as call us today to get your free video or your discounted video, would that get you? Probably not, as much as building a relationship with somebody and then discovering that they can provide that service for you. That's going to go a lot longer. So I encourage you, constantly network, build friends, build relationships always, because it is just the way that you can sell the best. And the best part of it all is that it won't feel like selling, because all you're doing is really making friends and then they're asking you for their service. It's a way that I'd much prefer to sell. I don't know about you.